Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10. And we read verse 19 to 21. We continue to speak about the tongue. Verse 19 to 21, Proverbs chapter 10, 19 to 21. Say, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. Thank you for your word that you send always to us, to feed us, to direct us. I pray that what you send to us will bring a fruit in each and every one of us lives, O God. That we will master our tongues and put a bridle and be under the unction of the Holy Ghost, which time we need to speak and what to speak, and which time we need to refrain from speak. I pray, O God, that your word and the leading of the Holy Ghost shall direct each and every one of us tongue, so that your name would be glorified and lifted up with the things we say and the things we do. I pray, Lord, the purpose of sending this word to us should be accomplished. I pray you put scriptures on my lips and words to declare the truth and the things that you want to tell us. I pray for people to be helped. I pray for people to be healed. I pray for circumstances and situations in which there are issues, critical and complicated, and truly, God, we don't know what to do and what to speak or what to say. I pray you help us, God, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord, to have full control into our life, because you say, for it is God who works in you for his good will and purpose. Work in us, O Lord. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, you are reminded here that when there is much word, there is also a sin is not rare or is not there. It will be there. So we need to know how to speak and what to speak, saying the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. There will be sin. When we speak unnecessarily and not on time and not in the way that God wants us to speak. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. Refrain is to, like, you completely avoid. Certain time we need to completely avoid certain talk or certain subjects so that sin will not be there. The lips of the righteous feed many. They are called to feed the sheep. Amen? To feed the people who are in need of God's word. And we need to give them what God wants us, or what he wants to tell them through us. That's what we need to speak. More than that, we should not utter anything else. And to say the heart of the wicked is little worth. The heart of the wicked is full of things that is not correct. And it is like boiling pot. It will utter things, but is of no use and of no worth. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fool dies for want of for want of wisdom. Not want of word, but want of wisdom. They speak much, but there is no wisdom in what they also say. Proverbs chapter 24. Why must talk about tongue? Because tongue can make many problems, hurt and harm many people, spoil many situations. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 28. Say, be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause, and deceive not with their lips. If you are not sure about certain information, say, I don't know. Even if the people, you don't like them, or they are bad, we can speak what we have seen. But the thing that we have not seen, we should not give documentation of the thing that we did not see. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause. If there is no evidence, clear evidence, we should control ourselves and deceive not with your lips. Sometimes, because we don't like certain people, we speak certain word against them, and we process this word in a way to put them down. Thus, God does not want us to do that. In verse 29, say not, I will do so to him as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. Now here, another lack of self-control. When we are hurt with certain people, instead of that we control our anger emotion, we start to make a threat and boasting, and we try to retaliate. That is another thing that we need to avoid. We need to avoid that, because certain time when we do like these things, we are just hurting ourselves, and we are not hurting the people who had hurt us. And certain time when we keep quiet and silent, God will do more exceedingly what we can in our own power we do. Let's go to Book of Deuteronomy, Book of Psalm, chapter 34. Psalm 34. Verse 11 to 16. There's also Apostle Peter had got that in the New Testament, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2. It is in 1 Peter chapter 3. But I will read now from Psalm 34, verse 11 to 16. Say, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open upon their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from there. Now the key verse here is here in verse 13. Keep thy tongue from evil. Now even when we say, I will do to him as he did to me, that is already evil in the eyes of God. And when we have guile, when we have bitterness, and we allow it to come on our mouth and tongue, and we speak it out. The problem when we speak it out, we are bound to do it. Once we say it, then our ego and pride will push us also to go and do it. And certain time, when we are speaking certain things, devil will use certain people. They say, no, you cannot. The more you have more pride. At that time, really, just be careful and keep your mouth shut. The key here also, how to get delivered from such kind of a trap. You say, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ear are open unto their cry. Again, go back to your room, separate yourself, and pour out all what you want to speak to God, whether good or not good. When you vent it to God alone, you can go back with it. But when in front of the people, that will be a more difficult situation to be corrected. And again, see here, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. That is the promise of God to those who do evil. The Lord, his face will be against them. He'll be attentive to our prayers. No, we are not doing bad, but if we do bad like them, God will not be attentive to our prayer. And sooner or later, God will cut them from the land, and they will be also not remembered. Certain time even take years, but we need to be patient. If you want to live a good life, as you say, say in verse 12, what man is he that desires life and loveth many days? If we want to live at peace, we need to let our heart and mouth and tongue to be under control. Also, let's go to Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17. We should not be hasty in giving opinion or testimony without evidence. And also, we should not be silent when we know the truth. That's also sin. When you know the truth and keep it quiet, there's certain information I need to say it. And I'm not saying it, this is evil. But when I document things, that is, I have no evidence, that's also sin. So we need to be careful. We need to speak when we are sure that things had happened. We have an evidence, and we are a witness of it. In Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 6, it say, at the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. Now here there is, must be witness, two or three people. So suppose you are one of them and you keep quiet, you are doing evil. So you say, I say, I hear like that. I have evidence of it. But if you don't have evidence, you say, I don't have evidence. I hear people are saying, but I did not see with my eyes, I did not hear with my ears. In the book of Matthew, chapter 18, Christ also, he calls this. Matthew 18, verse 16. Speaking about the mouth. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. There must be witnesses of two or three people. about the situation. And also Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, he also mentioned the same. You see how the Apostle Christ, he took the scripture from the Old Testament and applied carefully in the New Testament. That's mandatory for us to know the Old Testament scriptures and know how we apply them. Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. You say, this is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Again, he used the mouth of two or three witnesses. Things shall be established. How if there is no two or three witnesses? You can ask the same person, we can ask him, if he accepts what he did, or he said he confessed it, there is no need for witness, because he said it. But if he denies it, then you have to bring two or three witnesses. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 13, another aspect of how to use the tongue. Say, he that answereth a matter before he hear it, it is folly and shame unto him. Somebody before he hear the question, he gives the answer. Sometimes we are preoccupied of a certain issue. When we hear certain name, we think about that same issue. No, maybe there's another story. So we need to hear well, and after that we need to speak. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 20, about the same matter, that we should not be hasty in our words and answering, telling things. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 20. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words, there is more hope of a fool than of him. So here, when we speak without the processing what we are saying, without understanding, we are categorized as a fool people. There is hope for those fools who control their mouth. They consider better than us, if we does not know how to control our mouth and our lips. Also let's go to Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 13. Why we need to control? Chapter 14, verse 23. Why need to control our mouth and our lips? Proverbs 14, verse 23. Say, in all labor there is profit, but the tongue of the lips lendeth only to penury. You know, when you work, any work, there's a profit. But when you talk, there's no profit. If you waste your time with talking and talking, and you don't do anything, then you are not getting any profit. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 11. So we need to control our heart and our mouth. If you want to serve the Lord, amen? How many of us want to serve the Lord? Amen. So we really, it is mandatory. We need to control our lips, because in the presence of kings. You can't talk like that. When you are in the presence of a king or some person who is in the authority, you cannot talk without permission or your ten or he will allow you. How much more we are in the presence of the kings of kings and the Lord of lords. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 11. You see, he that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. Amen. So heart must be pure, and there must be the grace of God in our lips. Then the king will be our friend. Christ will be our friend if we will know how to cleanse our heart and if we will know how to control our tongue. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15. Christ came. He did the work of God and he spoke the word of God, and he is our example. He passed through all temptations that we are passing through, but he did not sin. He is a good example for us and a good model for us to train ourselves how to manage our lives, which time we speak, which time we need to give an answer, which time we should not give answer, which time we need to keep silent, which time we need to walk and not to talk. This is all we learn from Christ. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 say, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Speaking the truth in love. When we will develop more the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to speak the truth of God without any compromises, and it will be coming out full of love. Amen. Speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even in Christ. We'll grow in him. We'll be like him. We'll be following him. And there'll be more grace coming from God through our lives to the people that we are speaking. That's all it's time. And let us be reminded, there's a time that we need to speak. There's a time that we need to be silent. There's a time that we need to answer. There's a time that we should not answer. There's a time that we need to testify. There's a time that we should not. In the time that we need to speak, we need to be under the process of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will teach us, and he will put a word in our mouth. As we allow him to control us, he will be able to control us if we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, peace, joy, self-control, gentleness, kindness, meekness, long-suffering. Then the Holy Spirit will have us, and he will put verses and words and wisdom, words of full grace, full of grace, that we will be achieving the very will of God. Create in me, O God, and Lord, a clean heart, so that when I speak your word and do your will.
Spirit.
God, lead us. Deliver us from the power of the flesh. We are willing, O God, to serve you with a pure, clean heart and with the grace in our lives, so that you would be a friend to us. We need you in our life. Thank you, God, for your word. Let your name be glorified and lifted up in our midst and in the midst of your church. Use this word of yours to nourish people who need it. Raise up workers and servants of yours. Let me healing and grace on people to be saved. Lead us to people who need you. Help us to evangelize and bring souls into your presence. Bless us, O God, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory, Lord, let your hand with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we are not full pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.